rocking at the Reno Club, where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann, Parker, Prez and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of jazz organist Groove Holmes with our special guest, Everett Devan. The gang plays Who's Got the Blues, and Camilla from London asks Dr. Pearl for a little royal advice. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl, Margaritaville, McDonald, and Pete Weber.
It would be nice to be wasted away again,
yes,
but
if you're having a good time tonight, make some noise.
Let us hear you.
I wish I got a cool nickname coming into the show like that.
I wish I had a margarita.
Yeah. You know, Pearl, tonight we are celebrating a B3 organ player. Oh, and I continue my reading, so I actually read this cool line about the organ itself. It read, "The B3 continues to exert a universal appeal, offering a soul-stirring Sunday morning message at a time and place that suits Saturday night sinners."
Ooh. Now, I have to tell you that if the Saturday night sinners were doing the Sunday morning soul searching, Saturday night wouldn't end so sinful. That's all I'm saying.
I think it
saying.
Means I don't have to go to church tomorrow or something.
All right, let's get started with the music. We have a classic from Kansas City's first lady of song, Julia Lee. Here's Nedra with the band on When You're Smiling.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. Stop your sighing. Be happy again. Keep on smiling.
Miss Nedra Dixon, ladies and gentlemen.
This week we celebrate the birthday of jazz organist Richard Groove Holmes. Born in Camden, New Jersey, Holmes first came to the attention of the jazz world through albums he recorded on the Pacific Jazz label with Ben Webster on tenor sax. He moved on to the Prestige and Blue Note labels, laying down tracks that featured tenor saxophonist Houston Person and longtime friend Jimmy Witherspoon.
The Groove Holmes sound was immediately recognizable in the upper register, but he's probably best known for his rapid, punctuating, and pulsating bass lines, which made him a top jazz organist, alongside peers like Jimmy and Dr. Lonnie Smith. Proficient with hard bop, soul jazz, and the blues, Groove Holmes recorded his biggest hit with his 1965 recording of Errol Garner's classic ballad, Misty. We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the great Groove Holmes tunes. To help us get that job done, we will need a great jazz organist, and that would be our special guest tonight and our very dear friend of 12th Street Jump, Mr. Everett Devan.
Welcome back to the show, Everett.
Well, thank you very much for having me back.
A very special friend of ours you are. Now, what do you like? You're a B3 guy. What do you like about Groove?
Groove was a real relaxed player.
How relaxed? Could you hear it?
Very relaxed, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Now, what else was unusual about this guy? You and I were talking the other day.
He was left-handed.
Now, what difference does that make?
Well, you were talking about how his bass lines were very thorough.
You could actually hear the difference.
You can hear the difference when a left-handed player.
Is there a lot of left-handed B3 players?
He's the only one that I know of.
Now, as I was doing my homework, they were talking about chord usage. Now, what's up with that? Did he do something unusual?
Just some of his chord voicings were a little unusual.
Yeah, so that makes him stand out?
Stand out a little bit.
All right, well, I tell you what, he's a heck of a player, and we're glad that you're here with us to get that done. So I'm going to send you back on over there to that B3. Hey, Joe Cartwright, what are we going to get started with from the Groove Holmes songbook?
Well, a lot of people may know that Groove Holmes, Richard Groove Holmes, was quite the balladeer. Loved to play the ballads. And so Everett's going to play in his own inimitable way this classic ballad, These Foolish Things. And then he's going to follow it up with Groove Holmes' big hit, Misty. Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in the alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got it bent? Who hocked his Hammond so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues is the question. Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're rich, poor, or undecided, the blues is yous.
That is right, Pete. Let's spend a little more time with our special guest, Everett Devan, and find out what gives him the blues.
Yes, let's ask some pressing questions.
All right.
Everybody's talking about the royal wedding. What do you think?
I'm glad it's over, and I hope they're happy.
That was a very nice way of saying he really doesn't care.
That's
good. Now, do you... Okay, now I actually know of a nickname of yours. What do the ladies call him?
Oh, he loves it when we call him Big Papa.
Yeah. Nedra and Pearl got their own nickname for you. So what about your instrument? You ever nickname one of those?
Oh, yes. I've got two of them, actually, and I named this one Brownie.
Brownie?
I've got one in my house, and I call that one Blondie.
Blondie at the house. I won't even go there. Now, where were you born? You a Kansas guy all your life?
Actually, no. I was born in Pueblo, Colorado. Then I moved to Kansas City in 1968.
Pueblo, Colorado, y'all. You ever drive any crazy vehicles over the years?
My first large vehicle was a Volkswagen van.
Everett Devan drove Devan. And he is the man they call Big Papa.
All right, now, yes, Big Papa, I do have one question for you, and I know it's a rare occasion, but what gives you the blues?
Inconsiderate people.
Hey. That gets most of us, sir. Well, we are going to sing your blues with the information you just gave us.
How about you get us started, Pearl?
I'll start it. Friday, 4 a.m., Everett's wrapped up in his bedding, yeah. This Friday at 4 a.m., he was sleeping tight, comfy in his bedding. Because Mr. Devan wishes him a lot of luck, but he really don't care about the royal wedding.
So true.
Big Papa plays the organ, and he is a van-driving guy. Big Papa, he's got that organ. He needs a big van. Our Big Papa comes from Colorado. He maintains a Rocky Mountain high.
Everett plays on that Hammond, and he's a showstopper. When Everett wails on that Hammond, he's a showstopper. You know, he plays his organ with such skill. Oh, he makes me holler, Big Papa.
The ladies think he's a player, and it makes them feel rage. The ladies think he's a player, and it makes them feel rage. Just because they heard he's got a blondie at home and a brownie on the stage.
Jamming in the jazz house on Saturday. On Sunday, he's in a church with a steeple.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, he kicks it Saturday night. But on Sundays, he's in a church with a steeple. The only thing he begs forgiveness for is he's irritated by inconsiderate people.
That's right.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Whose step is something in the alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who've gotten bent? Who hocked the hammer so he could pay the rent?
Hey, let's give it up for Mr. Everett Devan and his blues, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay close, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Groove Holmes, we celebrate the birthday this week of another great jazz keyboardist, the modern jazz quartet's man on the 88s, John Lewis. Born in LaGrange, Illinois, and raised in Albuquerque, Lewis learned classical music and piano from his mother. He met drummer Kenny Clark while Lewis was in the service and began writing arrangements for Clark's bebop big band. Back in New York, Lewis and Clark became members of Dizzy Gillespie's band. They joined vibraphonist Milt Jackson and bassist Ray Brown for quartet interludes when Dizzy's brass and reed players needed a break.
Percy Heath replaced Ray Brown on bass. The group then became known as the Modern Jazz Quartet. As the group's musical director, John Lewis wrote and performed with them for 20 years, earning a worldwide reputation for giving jazz a classical feel without cutting the swing from the music.
Now to celebrate John Lewis's birthday, here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with the great keyboard artist's best-known composition, Django.
Thank you.
Public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think London street sweepers had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Obama's birth certificate didn't make the Tea Party elated. When he showed them, they were morons. You wouldn't say they were elated. Besides, this country has more important issues, like how his college tests were graded.
Momar wasn't flustered, even when his palace got struck. That Libyan leader didn't panic, while others ran amok. But you know, he knows it's not a joke when his guards yell, "Hey, Gaddafi, duck!"
Prices are climbing, and why nobody knows. I got carpal tunnel syndrome, squeezing the last drop from that hose.
I should be an air traffic controller because I love to snooze.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Okay, let's get Everett back up here with an Ellington tune that Groove Holmes recorded on his Grooves Groove Live album. Do nothing till you hear from me.
Thank you.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. We go to our resident expert, David Bassey.
Man, great stuff happening, Pete.
Tell
us about
this.
How about this band?
How about this band?
You know, there's some cool CDs that have just come out. Kurt Elling, The Gate, number one played CD around the country for now 7 weeks. Monty Alexander, Uplift. Monty Alexander from Jamaica, and a great jazz pianist, and another great CD from him. Jessica Williams from San Francisco, Freedom Train, the music, her version of John Coltrane, and beautiful stuff. Melvin Vines and the Harlem Jazz Machine. A lot like what you've been hearing tonight with the B3 organ. And they play at a club in Harlem. And it's off the hook. Melvin Vines. So support your jazz where you can. And next week, we're going to be having the music of Irving Berlin.
Hey.
Right here.
That's right. Check out your local jazz scene and support those artists. Now, this week, besides Richard Groove Holmes and John Lewis, we celebrate the birthdays this week of pianist Stanley Cowell and trumpet man Till Bronner, as well as Maynard Ferguson. It's the birthday week of bassists Jimmy Merritt and David Friesen. And how about this coincidence? It's also the birthday week of modern jazz quartet bassist and John Lewis bandmate Percy Heath. Yeah, just some of what's going on this week in jazz.
You live like jazz, and you got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile, freaky and wild. It's jazz. Oh yeah, jazz.
Hang tight with us because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump, everybody.
Comedy Jam.
You know, Pearl, I think my favorite Groove Holmes song is Misty, you know, and Play Misty for me is still my favorite Clint Eastwood movie.
Huh, now is that film about when President Obama meets with Charlie Sheen and Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah. Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Different movie. Entirely different movie. Here's David to sing a Bobby Timmons composition, Moanin'.
Every morning finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Cause all the trouble I've seen.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing game to me.
Yes, Lord.
Caring what got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
So tired of paying the dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights hoping you'll come and bring me release. Every morning finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
So tied up in the dew.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes,
thank you. ba bo bo pe bo 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 ba 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 den pe bo den bo pe o pe bo bo pe bo pe bo pe bo bo ba ru ba bo do bo bo do pe bo do bo bo do bo bo do bo do ba bo do pe bo do bo ba do pe bo do pe pe bo bo da ben ba de bo pe bo do pe bo pe 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 ba bo pe a bo pe bo ba. Every morning finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Cause of all the trouble I've seen.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing game to me.
Yes, Lord.
Caring what we got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
So tied up in the dew.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I try, really and truly try to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights hoping you'll come and bring me release. Every morning finds me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah, yeah, moaning. Yeah, yeah, Lord, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try to find some relief. Yes, I spend plenty of days and nights alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, I'll find some relief.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show.
No, it is not.
No!
How dare you try to get out of your responsibility? You have a responsibility to answer some questions, to offer up some sage advice before you go tonight.
That's my bedtime.
Yes. So listen up, because Dr. Pearl is about to help you overcome your wretched, loveless existence, whatever problems you might have. We've got a letter this week. Here's Dr. Pearl.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, let's get back on task here. With a letter from Camilla in London. Camilla in London writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, the wedding is over and I'm fit to be tied. That little conniving Cinderella bride put me in the no curtsy section and sat me next to the royal horse trainer. No hidden message there. Then she told the queen to skip over Chucky and make Willie king. You know, I'm tired of being first lady in waiting. You know, Elton John is a queen. Why can't I be one too?"
Well, I'm going to tell you one of the reasons that I was trying to wrap it up is I was up watching that stuff, and I'm tired now, but I will help you, lady, because you need someone to assist you.
Listen up, Camilla.
So you say you met a Katie who wants you out of the way. Girl, you are too decrepit to be catching the bouquet. It's time to start complaining about the newlyweds. It could be a whole lot worse. They could be off with your head.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Darling, you better get it straight.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Someday it could be Queen Kate.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And she may start acting like Henry VIII. Put on a bigger hat and lay low.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Pearl's playing your song. Now let's get Everett DeVan going on that Hammond B3 with another Richard Holmes composition, Grooves Groove.
Thank you.
does conclude our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Groove Holmes, give it up for our special guest and friend, Everett DeVan.
Yes.
And that's our show. Thanks to our special guests and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCord. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater Lead. It's dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with a thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.